This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? All the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Let's talk about it, your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get one. Lifestyle is the medicine. The choices we make every single day, you have to make good choices. It all comes down to you. You make sure to make good choices each day for your health. Because, I mean, whatever you're struggling with, it doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, any of those conditions has to do with the choices that you're making every day. That's why you don't see a bunch of 20-year young somethings sick all the time, right? It takes some time to build that up. You think, well, that's just because you're getting older. Not really. There are plenty of people that are 40s, 50s, 60s in amazing health, right? So you can do well. You just have to make sure you make the right choices. It's what you do every day that matters. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't checked out our health resort yet, you should. Go online. Check it out. Go to the website. You'll find out details there about the new health resort down in Florida. Borders down in Daytona. Just north of Daytona Beach. But it's a good market. It's a great place to go if you have any kind of health challenges. See, blood pressure issues, diabetes, you're overweight. You really just can't seem to get your lifestyle choices together. You do a diet, it doesn't work. You've been trying different things, and the doctor just keeps telling you you need to lose weight, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you just don't know how. That's what we did. We've got a whole team that we can help walk you through a typical day and get you where you need to go. So if you need information, give us a call. 888-283-7272. We're going to tip an email. Hi, Tiffany.
My call is to find out about hair loss for my 29-year-old daughter.
Okay.
I was looking for maybe some suggestions. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you have to look at in something like this, she's 29, okay, and there could be many, many things going on. Now, she needs to definitely get tested, go to her physician, and get some blood work done on a regular basis. I think that needs to be looked at and explored, because hair loss at 29 could be thyroid, it could be a mineral deficiency, something as simple as that. It could be blood sugar conditions. She could have an underlying pre-diabetes condition that's starting to show itself and not even know it. It could be autoimmune. The body could be attacking itself for whatever reason. So she needs to get to a physician and just have them run some of the basic tests and get a good idea. The tests don't lie, okay? Especially blood tests. Just the powers in the blood. So get in there and she can get that done. Now you can let us know if you'd like what they find, and then we can have another conversation. But that really is what needs to happen first. It's not just, okay, their hair's falling out, take this. It doesn't work like that. I'm not a big fan of that. Some people will do, but I'm a big fan of doing the test, seeing what's really there, and then coming up with a good solid game plan. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. So much that people struggle with. Pretty amazing. Really hard. One of the big keys is understanding that you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be in a place where you don't feel like you can get out. You really can. You make new choices. It doesn't matter if it's losing weight. It doesn't matter if whatever you're talking about, heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, which we say all the time. People make better choices. You can get out of where you are many, many times. And don't forget, you can always shoot me an email and check us out on social media as well. On the website, you can jump in and be a part of all that we have going on. Dexter in Utah, he said, if I have low thyroid, what would be my main symptoms? And what kind of things can I take that would help my thyroid to balance? I have trouble sleeping, I'm tired, my skin's dry, and also feel a little bit anxious. Thanks and God bless. So, yeah, I mean, it can be a couple of things, all right? I mean, if it is the thyroid, the testing will show it. The one thing when you're getting blood work done is get your T3. So here's the different things, okay? So T3, T4, you want to get those done. But then also make sure that they test the TSH, which they probably will. But have them check for what's called TPO antibodies. And TPO antibodies are critical because they can show if there's any kind of potential autoimmune condition going on, like Hashimoto's. And that's important because if you don't catch that, and there is something going on with the thyroid along those lines, then it'd be a big deal. But it could be blood sugar. I've seen it. I've seen so many people think it's thyroid, and guess what? It's blood sugar. And somebody's not completely in the diabetes realm yet, but they're close. So it has to get to a place. That's what I was kind of challenging. So you've got to get in a place where you know what it is. Because you have a symptom scene. You really got it. You got to figure that out. Because that's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. And let's go to Mick now. Hi, Mick. Mick, are you with us?
Pneumonia, and he was treated, got out, and it's been about 2 weeks now. He's still got a lot of, kind of a little bit of his residual cough, more or less. Didn't know if there's anything he could do other than going back in and having a check, but gets a lot of blood.
Okay. Yeah, if things are kind of lingering like that, again, when you go to your physician or have him go, I would definitely get some basic testing being done. Sounds like the immune system is not building up. Sounds like the immune system is really struggling. And when you see that, you just have to say, okay, what is his body not getting? Why is his immune system down? And it could be a lot of things. It could be he's not sleeping well, so you've got to kind of dig in a little bit. And this is why when you call and you ask about someone else, there's a lot of details that I need to know, right, that's going on with them. So I'm just going to take some basic what-ifs, could-bes along those lines. So if he's not sleeping well, then that can be an issue. If they haven't checked his vitamin D levels, they need to, because vitamin D is going to show if it's really low, somebody deals with pneumonia or they deal with any kind of upper respiratory or some form of respiratory condition, that typically can cause some major issues. Like within the lungs, you can have lingering of many conditions when vitamin D levels are low. Okay? Then the other one to look at, and this is really important, with something like the constant phlegm, you got to look at the color of it. And the color of it will tell you where the origin might be. For example, it might be viral, it could be bacteria, it could be yeast that can be causing it. And different colors mean different things. Like kind of a green-brown color is typically viral. And if it's bright yellow, typically bacterial. And that's typical. It's not always. And then if it's like a white clear, then it could just be a yeast or fungal type deal that could be in there. So I would have that looked at and take a look. And you know, those are kind of questions to ask that can make a difference and figure things out. I'd get to let the doctor kind of handle that and get in and figure out exactly what's going on. Let me know. 888-283-7272. You're listening to some Health Talk Radio.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace. Pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Find Mind Healthy for free the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
More people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at tcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Jussi, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
You owe the IRS more than $10,000, and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at UKTempo.com.
It's a challenge because I think there's a fine line of putting them on the medication versus not. And, you know, modifying the diet makes a big difference. Taking a child off gluten, for example, which is tough, and sugar and processed carbohydrates and all, that can play a big role. And you can notice a big difference when that happens within the behavior, and increasing the omega-3 fatty acids. Again, pediatricians need to walk through that. Find someone that will work with you at that level, because diet or any type of hyperactivity disorder, major deal. And you can see a big difference in most kids that struggle with that. If you look at the diets at children that deal with ADHD at any level, they're going to be loaded with processed foods. You see it every single time. Clinically, when you do a history and all that with parents, you're going to find that. And that's why a lot of these nutritional deficiencies that can build up in the kids, that's what you have to look for. And again, you can get someone to walk you through the process. But definitely look at the omega-3s. That is one of the big keys for ADHD. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Or go to the website. Go to Ruby now. Hi, Ruby.
I just want to know what is good for the joints, because the joints have been swelling up, and I notice that when I get cold, they hurt. I just wanted to know what would be some good natural things that I could take to help the joints, and also what natural things I could take for anemia.
Well, there's several things you can do. I mean, for joint pain, remember it's inflammation. So inflammation with any kind of arthritis, for example, itis means inflammation. That typically comes from the digestive tract. So you've got to look at the habits that you have, eating habits over a period of time. And if you're doing a lot of processed foods, a lot of excess carbohydrates, you'll find that you can, if it's the wrong kind of carbs, and what I mean by that are a lot of processed sugar, processed flour. When you give those kind of carbohydrates over and over and over again, sugar content's high, it's been shown that it raises the inflammatory process in the gut. When you do that, it raises the inflammatory process throughout the body. So getting the body back in line and really getting it back in a good position is what you want to do. And so again, eating the right kind of foods for a period of time, at least a month, can make a difference. You jump in and do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Putting the right kind of foods together gives you the nutrition that your body needs and can get you functioning at a much better level. So that's where I would start, really, when it comes down to it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with arthritis, especially osteoarthritis, not getting into the rheumatoid arthritis, the dietary changes make the biggest difference. Now, there's a product out that is homeopathic-based and based on amino acids, which are proteins. Completely natural, non-addictive, and I've seen people in the worst pain ever do extremely well with this product. Not only that, but people that take it, you know, again, see not just results because of the supplement, it actually helps to break down proteins. It actually works on restoring the digestive system, and it helps reduce the inflammatory process. It's called AminoActive. And you go to their website, aminoactive.com. It is incredible. One of the best products I've seen. It's university tested. They're doing all kinds of double blind studies on it now. It'll end up being like the natural go-to for any kind of pain or inflammation in the marketplace. I really believe that's what's in it. It's that good. So I would check that out, aminoactive.com. But yeah, I mean, those are some basic tips. And the anemia, if they've definitely diagnosed you with it, you've got to figure out, you know, first and foremost, what kind it is. So is it B12 related? Is it iron related? You've got to be able to determine that. And they can do some additional testing to figure that little equation out. Now, the one key about it that you want to look into that's really important is also, if it is iron related, you want to look at ferritin. Now, ferritin is kind of the storage tank for iron. And with the ferritin, vitamin C will raise ferritin in the heartbeat. It is the catalyst that really allows the iron to be stored and utilized in the body. And you can get a little ferritin test very simply. Your primary care doctor can check it out. So when they check the iron levels and they look for B12, folic acid, have them look at that and see if it's even a factor in the equation. Because typically with anemia, that's kind of important. But regardless, a lot of good foods you can have to help with anemia. Now, depending on the level of it, it's just very mild. You want to look at more dark leafy greens, hands down. They can help build both levels of iron and also B12. But then also look at red meat. You know, people freak out over red meat, but it's a great source. It's grass-fed, hormone-free, bison, elk, those kind of meats, unbelievable. They're very good for you. And a lot of other benefits in it as well. But they can be helpful. And a good old-school remedy for any type of anemia is blackstrap molasses. That's old school right there, but it works very well. 2 to 3 tablespoons of blackstrap molasses can help tremendously when you're dealing with any type of anemia. Now, it's got a little bit of the sugar content in it, but, you know, again, raising those levels up give you a burst of energy and will help for the long term. Remember, keep in mind, this takes a while. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's been weeks, and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging. At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top three cities with the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Waller. He says if you have a 4-H medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing. They're using you for an ATM machine. 40 cents. He has three lectures. We're dealing with pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases neck. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. Ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wall, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we should live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Food banks around the nation are being stretched during COVID-19, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Food banks around the country are doing what they can to help people make it through the pandemic. Demand at food banks is up 60% this year amid the coronavirus pandemic. Andrew Zimmern is a chef and hosts a show called What's Eating America on MSNBC. He says we don't have a food issue in the United States, but
the heartbreaking part of this is that we have enough food in America. We're just not getting it to the people who need it the most. The entities that are doing the incredible work, from the San Antonio Food Bank to the Paisley's grocery, food grocery in Nashville, to food banks all over the country, they're simply being overwhelmed.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal by the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookbit from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com, buy the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
It's all about lifestyle, and it's about the choices that we make every day, because that can transform your health more than anything else. Hearing loss is a big topic too. Rheumatoid arthritis really does affect more than your joints. Now they're saying, according to the Arthritis Foundation, they're saying now that with a lot of reports over the years that rheumatoid arthritis can actually create hearing loss. So Mayo Clinic did a study, it was published recently, and they found that hearing loss increased with people with rheumatoid arthritis. Most rheumatologists were not aware of the increased risk of hearing loss in RA. So this is a new finding, and at Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center near Columbus, they said, it's not something that we were routinely screened for, but now it's become part of our normal routine. So if you deal with any type of hearing loss and have joint pain along with it and have never been diagnosed with anything, go to your doctor just to double check and make sure that the two aren't kind of stemming hand in hand, and maybe there's some underlying issues that have not been addressed. So a lot of the RA medications, you know, the biologics, they said, really don't have the links in them, but they're saying there's a lot to do with the connections. And here's some of the reasons, or some of the connections, they say, rather, basically, with the two. So, however, they say that 1% of all cases deal with hearing loss. Most rheumatologists are familiar with some of this, but not to the extent we're seeing now. So, again, number one, you want to let your doctor know if any over-the-counter drugs you take, because they said some of the reactions with some medications that they found in this study could have been some of the reasons why. So you want to look at drug interactions, number one. You want to also, I mean, this is, has nothing to do with RA, I think, but avoid long exposure to loud noise. Be careful with the earbuds and also the iPods and the personal devices, and listening to a lot of really, really loud music. Be cautious. Ear protection if you're working out loud around a lot of equipment, you know, lawnmowers, that sort of thing. And keep the volume down always, always, as much as possible. If you're listening to the headset with your phone, talking to someone, or even just the basic music, just be cautious with that. Hearing loss happens very slowly, so you don't really notice it. It kind of creeps up over time until it gets to the point where you're a little bit challenged with it, and that's when really you have to be very, very cautious at that point. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Now, we're going to talk about our food of the hour in just a moment. The food either brings health to the body, or what does it do? It takes health out of the body. And so we've got to understand that certain foods really can transform our health if we know how to use them and use them in the right way and on a regular basis. Now, you don't have to be perfect. I have this conversation all the time. You don't have to be perfect. I mean, really, 90-10, 80-20, those kinds of rules really do apply with our eating habits our overall lifestyle habits. So if you eat well most of the time, have maybe 2 to 3 meals that are off the wagon a week, not a big deal. And if you really do that for a while, you'll think, I don't really need more than about 3 junk meals a week, and I'm good. And you can eat salmon and eggs and protein powders and vegetables and all that sort of thing. That you may feel like you feel deprived if you have to do that all the time. And people end up doing really well with it. Powerful that what we put inside our body, how it becomes our body, and how well we can do. Now let's go to the phones and talk with Fran. Hi, Fran.
I would like to know if there's something that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L, in the brain. I wonder if there's like controlled sleep and that sort of thing. So I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done for a tumor on the pineal gland as far as diet and that sort of thing.
Well, the pineal gland is, you know, again, it's extremely important to the body. And to this point, most doctors will just watch rape, as they call it. So they'll monitor it. Sometimes a tumor on the pineal gland is benign, and it doesn't really mean anything, and sometimes they can mean something. So I think first they got to determine, you know, what the actual tumor is. Is it growing? Is it not? Is it malignant? Or not? Is it cancerous, or is it benign? I mean, you got to look at those different factors, and they've got different ways of analyzing that. If it's not, then, you know, again, if it's a benign tumor, there's different theories in the alternative world, such as that a lot of the body's inability to break down proteins can cause, and high cortisol levels can cause benign tumors to grow in different areas. You know, it's against theory, it's not proven by any means. So typically that can be a thought of cause. The other to look at, you know, a lot of physicians will say that they don't know, and it's true. A lot of times we don't know what caused something like that. But the good news is if it's benign and it's not creating any changes within the body, if it's affecting your sleep a little bit, there's ways to work around that to help support the circadian rhythm and to build those levels up. But if it's not affecting you at any level, then I would tend to agree with what the physicians are saying and just watch and wait. The best way to do anything when there's something weird going on in the body and there's just not a lot of explanation is to begin to build up your habits. So your eating habits, getting everything balanced out in equal amounts, lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, low glycemic carbs, and then like fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. All of those together make the biggest difference. Look at your exercise habits as well. Make sure you're doing, let's say, at least 10 to 15 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week. Just get out and walk. If your habits will follow, or will prove rather what your goals are, you can make huge strides in your health. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Go to the website. Now, cantaloupe is our food of the hour. Powerful food that makes a big, big difference. A lot of nutrient diversity in this. Of course, it's loaded with B vitamins, vitamin B1, D3, B6, and folate, as well as vitamin K and magnesium and fiber. So it ranks very, very high, even up there with raspberries and strawberries, which rank extremely high with high vitamin C content. And the cantaloupe contains more beta-carotene than alpha-carotene, but because it contains both the carotenoids, it also contains both of their derivatives, including lutein and the likes. It's got a lot of vitamin B, vitamin E as well. So with antioxidants that are high in it, you've got a lot of the polyphenols. The polyphenols are amazing. They do very, very well in the body. A lot of researchers understand the metabolic syndrome, which is a challenge within like high blood fat, triglycerides, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and too much body fat, which is a result of chronic underlying unwanted inflammation and oxidative stress throughout the body. So it's not surprising to see a decreased risk of metabolic syndrome in individuals with especially high intake of cantaloupe, just because of what it provides. As a matter of fact, cantaloupe has been shown, there's a blood test called C-reactive protein, or CRP. There used to be, we still use it. It's called Sedrate. The ESR and the Sedrate always was a good marker for inflammation. Still used in the basic blood panel, but the CRP came along and it's kind of the new version. A little bit more detail, gives us some more markers regarding the heart. But the CRP, it overall looks at the body inflammation. So when you look at it, one study documented that the benefits of cantaloupe are prevention. They say with eating about 5 fruits a day, which equivalents to about 12 ounces, they assume that study participants then looked at it, that their approach might help all of us, really, when it comes down to inflammation, chronic oxidative stress. They found that when they ate the cantaloupe, that the CRP markers came down considerably. Now, they didn't use the numbers, so I don't know what the exact numbers are, but considerably, pretty powerful. I mean, the fact that it even got it to move is a big deal. A lot of other health benefits, too. Of course, the studies have been done mostly on animals and not humans, so it's a little skewed that way, but researchers have theorized that the cantaloupe phytonutrients can improve insulin and blood sugar levels because it did so in the animals, and also can improve kidney function. How about that? So cantaloupe, powerful superfood along the way that can bring health to you in a lot of ways. Jack in Dalton, Georgia. He says, can you give me some help on working with recurring cold sores? I tend to get them on my mouth, and I'm looking for some natural ways to support them. Well, again, the cold sores come from the herpes virus, simplex. And when you go under a lot of stress, or your body's under a lot of tension, you can, you know, a lot of these little herpes viruses tend to pop out, and they run their course for about 7 to 10 days, and then they tend to heal up. But, you know, the medications, the antivirals, they work as a preventative. And a lot of, from the natural side, a lot of people use L-lysine, which is an amino acid, cuts down on viral activity, and also ionic silver has been used as well to keep those kind of at bay.
A couple little things to look at.
Well, for the most part, when you've got viruses, which is what that's built from, keeping the stress levels managed. I mean, I know it's hard to eliminate stress, but managing stress levels is the absolute key. Coming up, we're going to jump in. More questions about your health, and we've got some social media you can jump into as well.
It's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You need a new prescription for your life. I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. And use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternative. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. It's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy.
Hi, Don Hyde is 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you've heard about many benefits of CBD. So here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. TCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Nutrition first. Always the foods you eat matter more than anything else, and then also look at your exercise patterns. If you're not exercising and you're trying to eat well, you've got to put the two together. They work hand in hand to build the kind of body you're looking for. Power. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the web. On the phones, let's talk with Roger. Hi, Roger.
I just had a quick question about superfruits. I was thinking about eating more of them, and I'd also heard that it was a kind of a marketing thing, and I wanted to know if you had a recommendation for the best superfruits to eat and what they would actually do for the body to help the body out.
Well, there's categories. In the health world, we talk about superfoods and superfruits. I mean, everything's kind of got a little tagline to it. There really are some of those super higher-end category foods that work well. And on the fruit side, the berries really top the list. And all the different berries, because of the deep, rich polyphenols that they have in them, the darker the color, the better. So many anti-cancer properties. I mean, study after study after study have been done. You take blueberries, for example. They are powerful in what they can do in the body. I mean, literally, you read the list of it, from diabetes to cancer to heart disease to Crohn's disease. I mean, the list is on and on. They are so powerful. And then you've got other superfoods, as they call them, different vegetables. And when you take things like kimchi, which is cabbage, and the way it's cultured, I mean, what it can do for the digestive tract. You look at certain foods, something basic like a sweet potato, and all the different benefits. That's why we always highlight certain foods, because really, if it's untouched, and it's a fruit, vegetable, from those parts, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, I mean, they are all superfoods, what they do. And we've all got deep properties that make a tremendous impact in your health. So you look at those, and it's incredible to see what they actually can do. So, yeah, if you stick with, and again, all this list is in my book, and it's also on the website, but if you stick with good basic whole foods, where man has not tampered with it, right? So an apple is better than an apple pastry. I mean, and really, I mean, it's, you think about it, people think they eat those kind of things, and they think, oh, well, it's got apples in it, it's got nothing. But really, if you eat foods in their original design, you're going to do very, very well. And that's across the board. And you can do really, really well. I see so many people that restore their health just by better eating habits. It's incredible. So you can start there and really begin to win if you're looking at the preventative side. How you eat, they say, can possibly either affect back pain in a negative way or not. Now, back pain is something that pretty much, they say, about 90% to 95% of every person will experience some type of back pain at some point in their life. So when it comes to inflammation, and really this goes along with inflammation throughout the body, there's certain ways you can eat to lower the inflammatory process. So John Spolino, he's a physician at the Laser Spine Institute in Tampa, Florida, says inflammation will run rampant throughout the body, cause all kinds of issues and problems, including low back pain. So creating an anti-inflammatory diet to battle back pain becomes much more important. The best thing, though, is if you're prone to back pain, to follow some of these basic diet tips. And most importantly, a plant-based diet with flax and chia seeds is probably your best bet to avoid a lot of the inflammation. And again, plenty of the omega-3 foods like salmon, mackerel, sardines, herring, black cod, tuna, and trout. Those are some of your best fish choices. The naturally pigmented produce, which is a key part of the anti-inflammatory diet, this is all in my book. And there was that Neil Levine, who's a clinical nutritionist, said recently at the American Nutrition Association, if you're looking for foods that reduce back pain and are high in nutrition, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes, cherries, berries, grapes, and red wine, also pomegranates and watermelon are very beneficial. And a lot of the herbs and spices can help too. They're known to do that. Basil, cinnamon, ginger, rosemary, garlic, curcumin, onions, oregano, and even turmeric can help in this process. And the teas are always beneficial. These have been around and known for quite some time. The oolong tea, the white tea, and the green tea are fantastic and extremely beneficial. Dr. Spolino also added that olive oil and brightly colored fruits and vegetables have been helped to lower the inflammation as well. Strong back pain fighting properties with kale, spinach, and broccoli at the top of the list. Some other good food choices, though, in the anti-back pain diet: avocados, nuts, of course, almonds, walnuts, pecans, Brazil nuts, lean proteins, chicken, and turkey make a big, big difference. And even beans and cocoa can help. So staying pain-free, they said a lot of these different foods can make a big difference. Watch for calcium. Getting enough of it, but getting enough vitamin D can help as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go one person, something we learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered. Given the understanding that neither those who own the station is engaged in the medical lines diagnosis for free. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.